Hello everyone, I hope you are all well. This is the first FBL Banter Pod in about 2 weeks. Obviously, we've had a really long international break and FA Cup games as well this weekend, hence why I decided to not post anything until we got to the next deadline of for game week 30. Because I knew a lot was kind of happened between that time, with the internationals and, as say, the FA Cup games as well that we've just had. There's a lot of injuries in a lot of our teams, and I think the narrative was that everyone was going to wildcard in 31, and then a lot of injuries could come about in teams from the internationals and the FA Cups we've just had. For example, Haaland getting injured last night against Bournemouth. Morgan Gibbs-White is injured for Forest, allegedly. Palmer is still a doubt from the week before. He didn't even go to the internationals because of it. Anthony Gordon is also injured due to his game, the first England game. And there's one other I'm missing, I think. Chris Wood, who got injured for his international game. So yeah, a lot has happened. But I hope you all had a lovely international break anyway. I know this is just talking from people in our group that Sam and Lee have created for us. That's how my journey has started, from joining the platform that Sam and Lee have created. But yeah, I know some people have gone on holiday, and some people like me. To my point, Sam and Lee have made this platform, the FPL family have made essentially a family platform, where, you know, we talk football, we talk, you know, everything, football, FPL, serious stuff as well, funny stuff, and just, you know, life in general. And me and a friend on there, Steve, we joined around the same time. And we always said we'd meet up, we tried to do a game, and I think something materialised, and then that got cancelled, and then I think we tried to do an England game for the Euros, and then it ended up being, I think it was Father's Day, so we decided not to do that, because me and Steve both have children. So eventually we said, right, international break, perfect time, let's meet up. So obviously we arranged a meet up, and we invited on the Slack, we said, anyone else wants to join us, feel free. And the lovely Louise joined us, me and Steve. So it was me, Steve, and Louise watching the England game. And it was just, it was so lovely. It really was. I've already spoke to them too already about it. But really was a lovely night. You know, lots of amazing stories from Steve, lots of banter. And as I just said, talking FPL, we talked football, we talked England, we talked you know, previous experiences. We spoke about struggles we're having in our lives, and yeah, it was just such a feel-good evening, and it's great. You know, I've met some of the other people in the Slack before at Fest. I've met Wilco and Duncan, obviously I've met Lee and Sam already, and it's lovely. And credit to Sam and Lee, because they've created, I know the FPL community is the FPL community anyway, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's through the Slack, but Sam and Lee have given us a platform where we can join this group, and as I said, we can talk about what we're going to do in our FPL, and we also talk about our life experiences, and if we're going through something, there's a load of us there that will help each other out, that will support each other. I've shown my difficulties in my life of certain things that have happened, whether it's a breakup, whether it's dealing with, you know, mental health issues, and you know, they're always there to support me, and And, you know, they always did. Some of them have messaged me privately saying, George, I hope you're okay, blah, 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 you know, all that stuff. And they're also there, you know, we're also there to post our greatest moments, like Sam being able to finally do some content in her beloved Tottenham Hotspur. I've been able to share my pods that I've been doing, which is, again, the inspiration has come from the Bonfields. And, you know, I showed my Disney trip with my daughter on there, and it's just great. And as I say, Steve and Louise, absolutely two most loveliest people I've ever met. We had a great time. And then even after the football, you went upstairs, played some pool, had a great laugh. Louise was blaming the chalk every 2 minutes because there was a lack of chalk in the sports bar. So next time we're going to bring our own chalk, so there's no excuses. But yeah, look, it was lovely, and we've already arranged to try and do it again at some point in May. So anyone who's listened to this, if you want to come along to what me, Steve and Louise did, as say, literally had some grub, few drinks, watched some football, had a laugh, then yeah. If you're on the Slack anyway, or you know me personally, give me a message, and yeah, it'd be lovely to do that. But again, thank you to Lee and Sam for this platform they've created, because for a lot of us, and me, Steve and Louise spoke about it, Louise is, she's only been in a few months, but she said how friendly we all are and how, you know, how great the group is. And it gets you away from the world we live in, so to speak, for a few hours, whether it's in the Slack or whether we meet up and watch football and whatever. But yeah, it's been a massive help to my mental health. I hope Steve don't mind me saying this, but it's also had a positive impact on him as well. And yeah, so that's my little soppy post for Sam and Lee, for the content they create, for the platform they create for us to be able to do things like I did last Monday. So we are in game week 30. Because of the FA Cup news, we kind of know what doubles are coming up. There's still a lot of uncertainty because obviously you may have some more doubles depending on how Man U, Spurs, Villa and Arsenal do in the Champions League and Europa League games. And I'll say we had the FA Cup game, so we know that Palace, City, Villa and Forest went through. Now, because of the Forest is weird, because they may not have doubles because they've already got televised Monday night games. So there might be a way that actually they don't have a double at all, because there's enough time in between to keep Forest in singles. I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure about the ins and outs of what's going to happen, where the doubles are going to go. There is likely doubles in game week 33 that I will read out to you. And then there's definite double game week in 32, which consists of Palace and Newcastle having a double. The likely 33 doubles are Palace again, City, Villa and Arsenal. So it's all about wild cards. It's all about the wild card season and when people are going to play it. I've stuck to my guns and I've said 31, and I've got just enough in my team to play out game week 30 and then wild card in 31. I do have a few injuries, mostly Wood and Palmer are my two big ones. There is rumours that Palmer is fit to play against Spurs. And sorry, Spurs fans, but if there's any game you want Palmer to come back to, it's Spurs at the moment. Because, you know, Spurs aren't going anywhere in the league. They're concentrating on Europa League. So they're playing the season out, in a way, in the league. They can't go down. They can't get Europe through the Premier League. So they're going to have to do it through the Europa League. So, and at Chelsea, they're fighting for one of those top four, top five spots, depending what happens in the European games on the coefficiency if we get a top four or a top five. But Chelsea are going for top four for Champions League football. Spurs are hoping to get Champions League football through winning the Europa League. They can't do it through the league. So you predict a Chelsea win, and you would, if Palmer plays, you would predict him to get something. So Palmer is staying. I am making a transfer, which will be a hit for me, which I'll get into when I discuss my team. So, as I say, Palace, we're looking at Palace, really. I already used my free transfer on a Palace player. They have Southampton next. So there is a conversation to be had. If Palmer is out, then you can go for Eze. A lot of people like me will have Woods or Haaland or even both. If you have both, wild card. I, unless you have five free transfers stocked up, then fine. You can probably deal with the problem there. But if you somehow have landed that you have Wood and Haaland for this game week, wild card. It's not worth waiting it out another week. We kind of know what's what. We don't have the guaranteed fixtures for game week 33. But if you have both, wild card. If you have at least three injuries in your what you want to be your starting 11, wild card. There's no point waiting a week. I'm quite lucky. I've got Palmer out and Wood out. My bench is fine, but I will be making a transfer for one of them to come out because they are flagged. Saka's back. So that's that for me. When I wildcard next week, Saka is number one on my list. Like, and people say, well, what about Salah? There's a narrative with Salah all of a sudden now that Trent is probably injured. There's a rumour he may be out for the season, and obviously Trent's going to Madrid anyway. And there seems to be this narrative that Salah doesn't play as well if Trent's not there. I don't agree with that so much, because I think Salah's good enough on his own, doesn't matter who's at right back, for him to perform the levels he has performed. I get it. Trent is great on the ball. He can pull out a pass out of nowhere. But I'm not so sure on that. So if anyone's thinking of selling Salah, I strongly advise against it. I know there's been murmurs to try and get, because they want to get Saka in, they want to get Palmer in, they want to get Haaland. At the time, this conversation was being had because people wanted to get Haaland into their wildcards. But now we may not have that problem, depending on how long this ankle injury is for Erling Haaland. So my team for game week 30. So the only problem I have with my team is my goalkeeping situation. So I've got Henderson and Kepa. Now, I've also got a Palace defender. So I can either go all in on Palace in terms of defence and pray they keep a clean sheet against Southampton. Or I can hedge my bets and have Munoz and Kepa for Bournemouth. I can see Ipswich scoring against Bournemouth more than Southampton scoring against Palace, even though Palace are away. But having said that, Palace seem to play better away anyway. They proved that against Fulham the other day in the FA Cup. So I think I'm going to go all in on Palace this week. And then I have a, so my back three is, so I'll play Henderson in goal. Then I'll have a back three of Munoz, Ryan Aitnori. Yes, I know. Why do I still have him? I don't know. It's either Ryan Aitnori or Robinson or Wan-Bissaka. And I just think Ryan Aitnori has the best fixture out of those three. So Ryan Aitnori is playing for one more game for me, and then he's out on my wild card. And I got Aina for Forest, and Forest have United. United have turned a bit of a corner all of a sudden, so that's a tough game. But Aina, you know, he can assist, he can score, he can hopefully keep a clean sheet. Having said that, I do have Bruno, so I'm contradicting myself a little bit there. But so we go into the midfield. We've got a back midfield five. I've got the man, the legend, the myth, that is Brian Mbeumo, dancing all night long with that man. We got Kluivert for Bournemouth, Salah, Bruno Fernandes, and Palmer. If I was wildcarding, I would be taking Palmer out for either Eze or Saka this week. And there's still an option. I go Eze. If we get any news on whether he's going to be there or not, Palmer against Spurs, then I may go down that route instead of the other route, which I'm about to mention. So right now, my front two is Wood and Isak. Wiss is on the bench, but I am thinking of taking a hit to sell Woods and get Mamouche. I can afford it. It's not an issue. Even if there's a price rise tonight, I can still do it. I probably will do the transfer tonight for Mamouche. He just looks a player. He's doing what Alvarez done when he was at City. Even if there's no Haaland, Alvarez is there to go, well, hang on, I'm here. So I think Mamouche is the Egyptian prince. Don't call him the Egyptian king, because a lot of Liverpool fans will get offended if you do. But he's the little Egyptian prince at the moment. As I say, he came on 3 minutes later. He scores a goal for City, which wins him the game and sends him into the FA Cup semi-final. He scored a hat-trick against Newcastle. I think he also scored against... Who did City play before... I can't remember now, but he scored in that game as well. Was it Southampton? I really can't remember. So he's getting the goals. He's been a bit in and out because he's benching him and then he starts him, then he benches him, then he starts him. He will start on Wednesday because there's no Haaland. I mean, Haaland went out on a crutches and a protective boot. So I imagine he ain't playing Wednesday. Whether he's back for the weekend, don't know. We'll have to see what Pep says. But you know what Pep's like. He never really gives anything away anyway. But I think my transfer will be Mamouche. And it will be a hit. I want to be really, really brave and get Eze as well. But I'm not taking a minus eight. Especially when I'm just going to wild card next week anyway. I will take the minus four. And I will probably captain Mamouche. he has the better fixture. He has Leicester. Bruno has Forest. Salah has Everton. And Palmer has Spurs. And Brian has Newcastle. Isaac is an option. Because you never quite know what Brentford you're going to get. We could either get absolutely trolloped or we could turn up and get something. But since we've been in the Premier League, I don't think we've ever won at St. James Park. I think we may have got a draw once. Mamouche is the pick for me. People will go Salah to maybe protect their rank. And I get that, I do. But Salah... Before the international break, Salah, I don't think he scored in three games. Something like that. He scored two penalties against Southampton. And then I think he blanked in the last Premier League game. But then he, in the cup games, he just didn't turn up for in the PSG games. And he didn't turn up against Newcastle in the League Cup final. Congratulations to Newcastle, by the way, for that League Cup final win. I was impressed by that. Thought they played really well as well. that's my team. And then, obviously, I will be wildcarding after this week. And I'll be wildcarding straight after the Spurs-Chelsea game. And I will be having a Zoom call with the lovely Sam Bumfield. Again, plug in the FPL family. But if you join the FPL family and get the Zoom tier, you'll be able to have a wildcard chat or just any chat. It don't even have to be a wildcard chat. You can have an hour Zoom call with Sam or Lee, and they can, you know, pick each other's brains to try and get the best wildcard possible for your team. So yeah, all love for the Bumfields, all love for the Slack. I'm really excited that we're finally back. It's been a really long international break. And I'm really looking forward to getting back into it. Game week 30, and then we go straight into game week 31 at the weekend with a brand new wildcard team. I will try and do my next pod probably Friday night. It'll either be Friday night or Thursday night after my Zoom with Sam. But yeah, enjoy the midweek fixtures. Green Arrows.